Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning. I'm pumped you're here because today we're diving into something super crucial, especially in this day and age. Building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like your time is being gobbled up by things that don't truly matter? Like you're constantly reacting instead of proactively shaping your life? Yeah, me too, man. But trust me, setting those boundaries is like building a fortress around your precious energy. It's about choosing what matters most and saying no to the rest. We'll get into some practical strategies, share real-life examples, and you'll walk away feeling empowered to reclaim your time and focus on what truly brings you joy. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? Sounds a little harsh, right? But hear me out. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive, both mentally and emotionally. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and start rearranging your furniture, would you? Your time and energy are precious resources, so why treat them any differently? Here's the thing, healthy boundaries help you become more present, more focused, and ultimately, happier. They allow you to invest in what truly matters, relationships, passions, personal growth, without feeling drained or overwhelmed. You start saying, yes, to things that align with your values and, no, to commitments that suck away your energy without adding value. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the core values, beliefs, and activities that are non-negotiable for you? Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your hobbies, or simply having some quiet time for yourself. Figure out those essential elements and protect them fiercely. Communicate clearly and directly. This is a big one. Don't assume people know what you need. Be upfront and honest about your boundaries. You don't have to be aggressive, just clear and assertive. Think of it like setting expectations. Hey, I really value my evenings with family, so after 7 p.m., I try to keep things pretty low-key. Learn to say, no, gracefully. This is a superpower, guys. Saying, no, doesn't make you rude, it makes you in control of your time and energy. Practice saying, no, politely but firmly. You can say something like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to another project right now. Don't over-explain yourself. People often try to justify their boundaries with long explanations, but that's not necessary. A simple and direct, no, thank you, is usually enough. Be kind to yourself. Building healthy boundaries takes time and effort. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. It's a process, and every step forward is a victory. Ever feel like your inbox is a bottomless pit? Emails piling up faster than you can process them? You know that feeling when you're constantly checking your phone, even when you're supposed to be focusing on something else. That's the struggle of blurred boundaries. Work bleeds into personal life, and vice versa. I remember this one time, I was working on a big project deadline, and I ended up checking emails late into the night. The next day, I felt exhausted and completely drained. I realized that I needed to set clearer boundaries between my work and personal time. I started by designating specific hours for checking email, responding to messages, and focusing on work tasks. Outside of those hours, I made a conscious effort to disconnect and recharge. I also learned to say no to extra work commitments when they threatened to overwhelm me. The result? More energy, less stress, and a much better sense of balance. So, remember this, your time and energy are valuable resources. Treat them with the respect they deserve by setting those healthy boundaries. Don't let the world dictate your priorities. You get to choose how you spend your most precious asset. Your life. Remember the key takeaways. Identify your non-negotiables, communicate clearly, learn to say no gracefully, don't over-explain, and be kind to yourself throughout this process. Now go out there and start building those boundaries. Let me know in the comments how you're implementing these strategies. And if you found this episode valuable, share it with a friend who could use some stoic wisdom in their life. I'm Jake Carter, signing off. Until tomorrow morning when we dive deeper into another aspect of living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.